Hi, this is Dr. Leung. The patient's last name is Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. First name is Lee. Date of service is June 2nd, 2022. Date of birth is September 9, 1947. Referring physician is Julie Long, L-O-N-G. Next up, dear Dr. Bugar, B-U-R-G-A-R. Next up, dear Dr. Self, the pleasure to see Lee today for initial evaluation for finger tingling and numbness. Next up, Mr. Buzz, known as Fishing, is a patient is a 74-year-old male, common chief complaint of tingling and numbness in the fingers and neck pain bilaterally, and bilateral fingers tingling and numbness. The next of a patient tells me that he's been having these symptoms for approximately 1 year. First step, they're progressively getting worse. So first of all, patient tells me that they usually happen at night when he's sleeping. He wakes up, his fingers are all tingly, numb. First step, patient also fingers weakness. First step, patient also hand weakness bilaterally. First step, that denies any hand increases. Sometimes body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First step, he also have neck pain. First step, there's some cervical radicular symptoms down to the hands. First step, next step, past medical history. Past medical history, hysterectomy, neck surgery, low back surgery, pacemaker, next to paragraph medication, amlodipine, metformin, glipizide, rivastatin, citrusel, next to paragraph, allergies, that patient is allergic to neosporin and Avalox, and next to a social history, patient does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. So first up, a patient is a widow and two children. First up, a patient is a housewife. First up, a family history. Now, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next to a review system, patient's muscle pain, cramps, tingling, and numbness in the arms and legs. First up, next to a diagnostic test, an EMG nerve conduction study was performed today. First up, it shows evidence of severe bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Next to an impressionable one, severe right carpal tunnel syndrome, impressionment to two, or right severe left carpal tunnel syndrome. This is my recommendation. Explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Things of discuss the patient of treatment options available for a carpal tunnel syndrome commonly included a carpal tunnel wrist brace use, hand therapy, carpal tunnel injection, and a carpal tunnel release surgery. First time, some of discuss the treatment options, including the pros and cons. First time, some of discuss decided for a surgical evaluation and surgical treatment for the carpal tunnel syndrome given the severity. First time, somebody explained to the patient the risk and benefit for surgery. Coming at first step, but the risk would include bleeding, infection, nerve damages. So first step, but the benefit would include the alleviation of her symptoms. So first time, somebody, I will refer the patient to a hand orthopedic surgeon to proceed with a nerve surgery, with the carpal tunnel surgery. First step, but next number, explain to the patient, contact me immediately if her symptoms are worsened. First time, I'm sure this marks at the end of dictation. Next patient's last name is C-O-S-T-A-I-N. Again, C-O-S-T-A-I-N. First name is David. Date of service is August 2, 2022. Date of birth is March 26, 1975. A referring physician is Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. Again, H-A-S-A-N. Next to paragraph. Next paragraph, two complaints. Legs weakness. Next paragraph, history present known as patients. Patient is a 47-year-old male, common chief complaint of legs weakness. So for subcovering patient, tell patient has been having a lot of leg weakness for the last few weeks, few months. For stuff, his right leg is weaker than the left. For stuff, however, both legs are weaker. For stuff, patient has significant back pain symptoms. So for stuff, tells me that there's a cervical, I'm sorry, there's a radicular symptoms. There's lumbar radicular symptoms. Camera reading down to the both legs bilaterally. First of all, patient tells me that he denies any hand increases, hand body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First of all, he also has numbness in the toes bilaterally. First of all, more on the right than the left. First of all, next of past medical history, non-expert past surgical history, non-expert medication, non-expert allergies, and no drug allergies. Next of social history, patient does not smoke, does not drink, does not use illicit drugs. So first of all, next of all, family history, non-contributory. Next number, neurological examination, mold examination. Patient has a bilateral leg weakness. The first step of the right leg is weaker than the left. The first step of the right leg has the right leg has the legs have significant weakness. So first step, there's also muscle. The patient next to paragraph, a patient also have a diffuse hyperreflexia. First step, the right knee has hyperreflexia. The right biceps also hyperreflexia. First step, there's also muscle fasciculation in the right calf. First step, there's also muscle atrophy in the right calf, right foot, and right thigh. Next paragraph. Sensory examination patients in tech sensation to light touch all limbs. The next paragraph, a gait examination patient has an abnormal gait. First up, a patient also right lumbar radiculopathy in the L5 level. First up, next paragraph. Muscle denervation potentials in the right leg during the knee EMG needle EMG examination. First up, patient has a significant right knee hyperreflexia, right biceps hyperreflexia, muscle fasciculation in the right calf, muscle atrophy in the right thigh and right foot. First up, these symptoms are concerning for ALS or upper motor neuron syndrome symptoms. So first up, remember, lumbar radical impression number two, lumbar radiculopathy, L5 level, bilaterally for sinus river. Recommendation is 20 patient of developed diagnosis. Next time, given the these findings, I'm concerning for ALS. So first of all, I'll refer the patient to Stanford University Neuromuscular Disorder Clinic. I'm looking for further evaluation for ALS. So first of all, explain the patient to let me know. Next number, as far as the lumbar radiculopathy, we'll refer the patient to the spine specialist to come up for further evaluation for seven summer. Next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation. This marks the end of dictation, a period, the first step. Next patient, last name is Marlais, M-A-R-L-A-I-S. Again, M-A-R-L-A-I-S. The first name is James. The date of visit is June 30th, 2022. Date of birth is February 10, 1944. Referring physician is Dr. Yen, J-E-R-R-Y, last name is Y-E-N. Clear with Dr. Yen. I have the pleasure to see James today for initial evaluation for bilateral toes, tingling, and numbness. Thanks for history, present known as patients. A 78-year-old male comment. She's comparing that tingling, numbness, and the toes. So patient tells me that he's been having these symptoms for the last few months. So first up, patient tells me that the symptoms are mostly in the toes and the feet. First up, mostly in the bottom of the feet. First up, patient tells me that the symptoms are consists of tingling, numbness, and sometimes burning sensation and achiness. The first up, a patient tells me that the symptoms are progressively getting worse. The first up, progressive down bottom of the feet and now up to the ankles. The first up, also up to the calves, bilaterally. First up, next up, a patient tells me that past medical history. history of epilepsy, next to a current medication, Dilantin, 350 milligrams a day, next to allergies, unknown range of allergies, since most social history patients, widow with four children, cancer patients, an engineer, patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use the illicit drugs, since most family history, father had heart problems, for stemness for the immune system, patients say hair loss and urinary frequency for stemness for a neurologic examination, patient has decreased sensations of light touch and pinprick, a comma to bilateral toes, bilateral bottom of the feet, a comma and top of the feet, for step up to the calf, up to the calves bilaterally for stemness for the EMG nerve conduction study was performed today. For study shows evidence of a severe external sensory peripheral neuropathy of the bilateral lower extremity. Next program question, axonal sensory peripheral neuropathy of bilateral or lower extremities. So first up, this is likely due to idiopathic peripheral neuropathy. First up, next number. First up, next, I'm going to explain the vision of your gut diagnosis. Next up, I will start a comprehensive metabolic workup of time, including TSH3T4. Hemoglobin A1C, set rate, comma, ANA, comma, hemoglobin, I'm sorry, protein electrophoresis, comma, RPR, comma, to evaluate, comma, a comprehensive metabolic lab, comma, and CPC, comma, to further evaluation. Next number, offer the patient the pain, nerve pain medication, such as gabapentin, for some of the common side effects from the gabapentin, which includes sickness and drowsiness and sedation. First of all, we start the patient on 300 milligrams once or twice a day. And come on and see how he responds. So first time, next number. First time, next number. Explain the patient to follow with me in a month. First time, next number. Just remarks at the end of the patient.